Thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is Dee. Can you please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
42633.
You said that was 42633?
Yes.
First and last name, please.
Brenda Patton.
PAYTON?
No, PATTON.
Okay. Allow me just a moment to try to locate your account.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
There's a charge that I don't recognize.
And you say you see a charge on your account?
Yes, for $69.97. That was today.
4263. I apologize.
That's okay. Just take your time.
Longer than normal.
I'm more patient now than I've ever been. I just got out of the hospital for 14 days in ICU. I had a GI bleed. So I'm thinking things differently. I'm lucky to be alive. They had me
it's
on a ventilator.
It's a blessing that you are alive. 14
yes.
days?
Yep. I spent 4 days in ICU on a ventilator, and then they moved me out on the floor, and that was at UK in Kentucky.
Yes.
So I had a real bad GI bleed, and I kept vomiting up a lot of blood, and my hemoglobin dropped to like 6.4, and they didn't have my blood where I live, and they had to ship me out. Oh, it was bad. So, yeah, so you don't need
it
to hear all this anyway, but I'm a better person today.
It gives you a different perspective
life. That's right, you know. I don't remember 2 days that I was on that ventilator. I don't remember those days. I remember the mess. I remember the gurgling and all that stuff.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
The tubes and my hands being strapped down. But to this day, I don't know why they put me on a ventilator.
Yes, ma'am.
It's bad. Anyway, it was, you know, they saved my life. They really did. And I'm lucky to be here. So, you know, I just, when I pulled up my account, I thought, well, I don't think I don't know, I didn't make that purchase. But you can look for me and tell me what it is. And you don't need to hear my life history either.
No, you're fine. I don't mind. I'm just trying to locate your information. You're not coming up in either one of my database. Mm-hmm. So your zip code was 42633?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's through Monticello Banking Company. That might help.
And Brenda, last name Patton?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so what I can do is try to pull your information up using a card that's actually being charged.
Yeah. Do you see the card?
No, ma'am. I'm saying you would have to provide me with the first
I can do that.
And the last four.
Okay, tell me what you need again. Say it again. Sorry.
That's okay. The first six numbers and the last four, please.
Okay, that'd be 4427-2400, that's 8.
4427-2400.
Okay.
I just need
I
the first six.
I can just go get the whole number and give it to you.
No, ma'am, we can't You can't get that. What type card is it?
It's a Visa.
Okay.
It's my debit card from the bank.
What's that? Okay, so I don't have anything linked to that card.
Okay, now I only gave you the first 8 numbers. I didn't give you the last 4, I don't believe.
Yeah, I didn't. I only needed the first 6. Now you can provide me with the last 4.
I think it's 8210. 8210.
8210.
I can look it up, but I believe that's it.
Okay.
Let me look. It's easier to get off the heating pad and go look.
That does sound good.
Back's about to kill me, but you know that I can't take anything for nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
Lordy, here we go. Let me see what you need here from this card, and I'll provide it. I should have got up off my butt and got it anyway.
Mm-mm, you're fine.
Okay, the first 6 you say.
Yeah, you gave me
the
first 6.
442720.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
The last 2 is 8210.
Okay, so none of that information pulled up an account linked to your name.
Okay.
What you can do is contact your financial institution.
Yeah.
Ask them to provide you with another customer service number.
Oh, okay. The number that I got here is what popped up with the pending balance, or thanks,
yes,
what
ma'am.
It is pending for $69.97. It's a pending transaction is what it is. But
okay.
I guess they all say that.
Until they're clear, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So just contact them and ask them, can they provide you with another customer service number? If you've, if you remember, if you have made any online purchases, just go through your emails and look.
You know, I haven't even been here. But what is this? Pre-clean balance green health. What, do you know what that is?
I would have to have an account. We service over 400 different companies.
Yeah.
And in order for me to, you know, see what company you dealt with and what was being charged or whatever, I would have to have an account.
So there's no way you can know either.
So if you just scroll back through some of your emails prior to you going into the hospital and see if you see any email confirmations. And normally when you have email confirmations, you have customer service numbers.
Oh, okay. I can do that. Well, I just want to get it taken off because my balance is pretty low anyway. I've got $26 left after that.
Yes, ma'am.
So you don't have the authority to remove it?
Not without actually having an account. I have to have an account first to see.
And how do I? What if I can't find it through the emails?
I still suggest you call your financial institution first.
I'll call the bank in the morning and ask them to remove it, I guess. I don't know what to say to them. They will probably, won't they?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I thank you for your trouble.
No problem. Was there anything else I can help you with?
No, I just need to get this off my bank statement, off my account.
Yes, ma'am.
Put my money back is all. But I thank you for trying to help me.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for calling customer service. You have a good
day. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.